Lecture 9, Cimonian Imperialism.
In this lecture, I plan to look at the issue of Athenian leadership in the years immediately after the Persian Wars and the emergence of the remarkable statesman and politician, Cimon. Cimon, the son of Miltiades, who was the victor of Marathon, ends up dominating the political scene of Athens for almost a generation, and he was not the most logical candidate to do so. As I mentioned in the previous lecture, Themistocles, son of Naocles, who had been a prominent figure for almost 15 years before the Persian Wars, had come out of the Persian Wars as essentially the architect of victory. By his duplicity, he had maneuvered both the Peloponnesians and King Xerxes into the naval battle at Salamis, no small achievement. He also had kept the Athenians in the forefront of the coalition when at times it looked like that the Spartans and Peloponnesians would neglect Athenian interests. This occurred on several occasions. The most important one was in the spring of 479 BC, when the Peloponnesians were extremely reluctant to march north of the Isthmus of Corinth and fight that decisive battle at Plataea. The Persians actually invaded Attica and sacked Athens a second time. This was a considerable hardship for the people, even though most Athenians realized their homes had already been destroyed. And Themistocles made it quite clear to Pausanias, the regent of the Agiad king, Pleistarchus, who was underage, that unless the Spartans and Peloponnesians made a serious commitment to Athens and to defend Attica from Mardonius and the remaining Persian forces, that the Athenians would take their population on ships and go west and establish a new city-state if necessary. And that threat finally forced the Peloponnesians to fight the Battle of Plataea, which is indicative of how strained this alliance was, even in the immediate aftermath of victory. Well, Themistocles did not endear himself to the Spartans anymore in the months following the victories at Plataea and Mount Mycale. For one, the Spartans were hesitant for the Athenians to rebuild their walls. I mentioned in the earlier lecture on the traditional Greek form of fighting, which is with hoplite warfare, that most Greek city-states were long unwalled. They didn't have the means to build the kind of impressive walls we'd associate with the city. And so hoplite battles invariably were fought between civic levies, the defender attempting to keep the fields from being burned by the aggressor. Well, in 479 BC, the Spartan assembly and authorities, that loose word which means the ephors, the king, and the gerousia, had informed the Athenians that maybe it's not such a good idea to rebuild the walls of Athens. After all, the Persians may come back and use Athens as a base. Themistocles, at least in Thucydides' opinion, and many other Athenians, saw this as simply a veiled attempt by the Spartans to keep Athens powerless. Without walls, Athens was far more likely to be coerced by the Peloponnesian army. And so what Themistocles did was order the population of Athens to rebuild the walls of the city and then eventually the walls of Piraeus, the port. These are the city walls. They are not to be confused with the long walls, which are a later construction that united the city to the port. Those are 12 miles in length, and they're a set of parallel walls. This was simply the city walls that had been burned or destroyed by the Persian sacks in 480 and 479 BC. Many of the most marvelous sculptures that come down to us from Athens, notably the Choroi and the Chorai, that are in the Acropolis Museum today, were actually thrown in the foundations of these walls that were hastily built to get them to a sufficient level where they could be defended. The reconstruction of the walls resulted in Themistocles being summoned to Sparta and to answer the reports that the walls were being constructed. Themistocles temporized until he got word from Athens the walls had been completed. And according to both Thucydides and Plutarch, Themistocles turned around and curtly informed the Spartans, once the walls were constructed, that Athens would see to her own interests. Now, this was an attitude quite different from that of Aristides the Just, who had organized the Delian League in Byzantium, or the attitude of Cimon, who was on the rise as a leading figure. According to Thucydides, that single incident is what started the long fear and hatred of the Spartans that resulted in the Peloponnesian War. And that's looking pretty far back.